Hey guys, Robbie here from the biggest CrossFit podcast in all of Hampton Roads. That's right, the biggest CrossFit podcast in all of Hampton Roads, the Big Red Express, coming to you live. We are here. We are talking CrossFit regionals. The events have been announced. The field is set. I talk and dive into each and every one of the events, my thoughts on them, what I think they, you know, the good, the bad, the indifferent is, what I think about there not being any dumbbells, or excuse me, there are plenty of dumbbells, not being any barbells at regionals this year. Could that change? Find out on this episode of the Big Red Express. The guys, got to get down to some business first. Go check us out on Facebook. Just type in the Big Red Express. We're there. We post stuff. We do giveaways and much, much more. If you guys are subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, give us a rating. Give us a review. It helps us out. We'd love to hear your feedback and much, much more. Guys, go check us out on YouTube. That's right. We're going to be having much more exclusive content on our YouTube channel. We're trying to get that built up before we drop any more stuff. So go click the subscribe button on YouTube. You can find it in the link in the description below this podcast. So it's very easy for you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also go like us and follow us on Instagram, big_red_express, as well as on Twitter at big_red_express01. All right, guys, enough of me, but got to get down to some business. These are the people that make this podcast possible every single day. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing what we do for you guys every single week. Got to give a huge shout out to CrossFit Krypton. Come and join the family. You are always welcome. If you guys are interested in special satellite programming by the 2015 Fittest Man on Earth, Ben Smith, go check out the Ben Smith Blueprint on Instagram, on Facebook, or just shoot them an email. Go over to CrossFitKrypton.com or message them on Instagram at the Ben Smith Blueprint for more information. Guys, it's amazing. That's what I use. That's what the six athletes from CrossFit Krypton use every day. That's why CrossFit Krypton is sending six individual athletes to regionals. And of course, so far, one individual athlete to the CrossFit Games in Dave Jones. So guys, go check that out and much, much more. You guys will want to go check that out. Burrito Perdido, check it out. Man, they are absolutely incredible. I love it. They've got that California burrito. It's got sour cream, steak, and of course, fries. That's right. It's got fries inside the burrito. My favorite is, of course, the chicken burrito or the chimichanga. It's a deep-fried burrito. But these guys, it's organic. It's fresh fruit. It's fresh veggies, not fruit. Fresh veggies, pasture-raised chicken, steak, and pork, and much, much more. Guys, go check them out, Burrito Perdido. Got to give a huge shout-out as well to RX Pro Shop. They've got the biggest selection of stance socks in all of Hampton Roads. Go check them out right now, rxps.net, on Facebook at RXPS, RX Pro Shop, and also on Instagram at RX Pro Shop as well. Guys, enough of me flapping my gums. Here's my individual preview of the CrossFit Regionals coming up this weekend. Enjoy.
You guys know my name is Robbie. I got a podcast. It's called The Big Red Express. Coming up in just a moment. In 3, 2, 1, go!
We're talking everything and anything Regionals 2017. We got the events already announced, some controversy surrounding the CrossFit Regional events. And man, I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people were surprised when those were announced. The lack of something and the inclusion of something that was a lot more than I think what people were expecting. But we're going to be talking about all that and more. But first, just want to give a huge congratulations to a good friend of ours, a good friend of the podcast, Dave Jones, who has officially qualified for the Masters 45 to 49 division for the CrossFit Games. He has been working so hard the last few years to try to make it to the CrossFit Games, and he has punched his ticket officially for Madison, Wisconsin. So congratulations, Dave. We love you. We wish you all the success, and we're going to have to sit down with you before you head out to Madison late July. So, guys, 2017 regionals, the events were announced last week. They were, you know, announced all week. I think they started on either Sunday night or Monday morning. and they were announced throughout the rest of the week. We're gonna run through all events. I'm gonna kind of briefly talk about events 1 through 6, my thoughts on them, and then the thoughts on the overall regional experience, the overall regional workouts as a whole. What I think is good, what I think is bad, what I think is indifferent, and kind of what I'm looking forward to the most about these workouts. So event number one on Friday, the first event, is four-time wearing a weight vest, a 1,200-meter run. I'm assuming on that Assault Air Runner. And then 12 rounds of the 4 strict handstand push-ups, chest to bars, or 8 chest to bars, and 12 air squats. The men wearing the 20-pound vest, the women wearing a 14-pound vest. Time cap is 25 minutes. I like this. It gets things started with a bang. I thought, and this really surprised me, I thought, you know, a couple of years ago they did that Hero Friday, and they did it last year. No Hero workouts this year. I thought that was kind of disappointing. I was expecting, you know, some at least one Hero workout on Friday. I know that's something they wanted to try to do the future of the CrossFit Games. Kind of disappointing that they're not putting a Hero event on this Friday, since they hyped it up pretty big over the last couple of years, and especially having the new divisions with the firefighters and the first responders and all the military folks. You know, I thought it would have been a cool, you know, sentiment to put a Hero workout on day one just to kind of carry that tradition, but nonetheless, that's not happening. But I like this workout. It gets things started with a bang. I think it'll separate people early on. The Air Assault Runner is something that a lot of people have never tried before. They are going to go into regionals for the first time figuring out this Assault Air Runner. I don't know how different or how similar it is to the True Form Runner that's been used over the last couple of years. But this is, I think it's going to be different. It's going to be, the feel's going to be a little bit different. And obviously it's going to be different if you've never tried the thing before. But this is my assumption. I think it's going to be on the Assault Air Runner. I don't think we have, you know, anything is confirmed on that, but I would, you know, I know they've gotten that new partnership with Assault Bike and with Assault Air. So I would assume, and my conclusions are, you know, that 1,200-meter run is going to be on the Assault Air Runner, which not many people have yet to try. Those things are very, very expensive, so will be very interesting to see kind of how things go. But then you go right into the 12 rounds, the strict handstand push-ups, the 8 chest-to-bar pull-ups, and the 12 squats. I think for a lot of people, this is the hardest part is going to be kind of that body weight movement. This is going to separate a lot of people very early. It was just like that strict handstand push-up, strict muscle-up workout last year. But this, there's a kicker, there's a weight vest involved this year. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they work there. 25 minutes, I think most people are going to finish this workout within the time cap, but you know, it really will depend on how your body weight movements are. Thinking, you know, 12 rounds is a lot. That body weight fatigue is going to set in early. I'd say around probably 6 or 7 rounds, but then kind of just pushing it through. You're going to see some people finish this very quickly after that 1,200-meter run. 4 strict handstand push-ups for the elite athletes, those chest-to-bar pull-ups and stuff like that is really nothing. But, man, it'll be definitely a lot of fun to see what happens and see how that goes. But like I said, 1,200-meter run, wearing a weight vest, then go right directly in wearing the weight vest as well of 12 rounds, the 4 strict handstand push-ups, the 8 chest-to-bars, and the 12 squats. The chest-to-bars do not have to be strict, so that'll be good for some other people. Time cap, 25 minutes. Event number 2, finishing off the day with a short one. First one's 25-minute time cap. I think it's going to take some people the whole time. Some people it's going to take a lot less. And you're going to get the majority of the people right there in the middle around the 20-minute mark, in my opinion. But event number 2, 21:15:09 reps for time of dumbbell snatches and ring dips. The men are going to be using an 80-pound dumbbell. The women a 55-pound dumbbell. Time cap 6 minutes. This is going to conclude their first day of competition. It's going to be quick. You're going to see a lot of people get this done. And honestly, you're going to see the elite athletes, I think, get it done under 3 minutes. I don't know personally. I don't know how long it's going to take. But these are power snatches with the dumbbell. I think it would... I would have liked to see a squat snatch with the dumbbell, honestly, but you're going to see later on why probably the squat snatch isn't happening here for event number two. But like I said, I like it. It's short. It's quick. It's going to be a race. It's going to be a great way to finish out day number one with event two, this sprint of the individual. So I like the event. I think it's short, sweet, to the point. Going to be interesting. We're going to see if people have, you know, figured out how to use that, you know, the band and all that stuff for the ring dips and go from there. So that's event number two. Time cap, 6 minutes, 21:15.9, four time, dumbbell snatches and ring dips. Saturday, event number one, another long one. This is the second longest workout of the entire weekend. It is four time, 100-foot dumbbell overhead walking lunges, 100 double unders, 50 wall ball shots, 15-foot rope climbs, 10 ascents, 50 wall ball, 100 double unders, 100 dumbbell overhead walking lunges. Now, the kicker with these, this is a workout you think, oh, it's not that bad, you know, whatever. There's a lot of things that are into this workout that are going to play a big, big factor into how this workout's going to go. The time cap is 16 minutes. A lot of people aren't going to finish this workout. This is why. The 100-foot dumbbell overhead walking lunge is not both hands on one dumbbell. It is it's one arm. You can pick whatever arm you want. It's one arm overhead. You hold it overhead the entire time. Will be interesting to see how strict they are in terms of, can you bend your elbow a little bit? Does it have to be locked out the entire time? You're going to get a lot of people that are going to be tired. You're going to be sore. And this is I did a part of this workout. And this is a shoulder bearing workout. Then you've got double unders, which is a lot of shoulders, a lot of calves, a lot of forearms. So your upper body's pretty shot after this. Then you got 50 wall balls. And this is where I think is going to be the hardest part for this workout for a lot of these athletes. It's going to be with a 30-pound ball for the men, a 20-pound ball for the women. I'm guessing at a 10-foot target for the men, and you know what? It's going to be very interesting to see how this works. This is going to be tough. A lot of athletes are not used to using that 30-pound wall ball. That 20-pound wall ball has really been the standard for the last forever. I think Ben said that I was talking to him earlier. He used the 30-pound wall ball for the first time at the games last year during that the one at the ranch. And he said it was tough. And they did this workout, and you know what? They finished it. It was all six regional athletes. I think they all finished it close to underneath that time cap. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how people break this up. Are they going to do 10 with the wall balls? 15, 15, 10, 10? You know, are they going to try to get a big set? It's going to be very interesting. Then you go to the 15-foot rope climb. You're like, okay, 15-foot's not that bad. 10 ascents. Okay, that's just it's good. But when you're doing a workout, especially after 50 wall ball shots and knowing you have 50 more at weight that you're not used to, this is going to be that kicker right in the middle. And the ropes are 6 foot above the ground. So you're pretty much, you have to jump up. So they're essentially legless rope climbs. They're not saying they are legless rope climbs, but you're going to get people that, yes, are able to jump up that high and get their legs wrapped around it first and foremost. But for a lot of people out there, the ropes are 6 feet off the ground for these athletes. They are starting legless. That's just the fact of the matter. That's just the way that things are going. The ropes are starting 6 feet off the ground. So that's going to be a challenge for a lot of athletes out there. But then you go right back down, the wall shots, the double unders, and the overhead walking lunge. The overhead walking lunge for most people, I think, is probably going to take about a minute. The double unders, again, a minute 15, if that. The wall ball shots are really where you're going to see the separation, who can hold on, who can break that rest to work intervals on those. Rope climbs, you just kind of work through them. The stronger athletes that are better at that, but your shoulders are fried by then. Your shoulders are going to be fried by the time you get to the rope climbs, and you're only halfway through the workout. Same thing with the wall balls and the double unders and the double head dumbbell overhead walking lunges coming back. Time cap 16. So those are my thoughts on event number three. Event number four, the second and final event for the individuals on Saturday. Four time, it is an 11-minute time cap. 60-foot handstand walk, 10 toes to bar, 10 double kettlebell deadlifts, 150 pound kettlebell for the men, 106 for the women. Then you go 60 feet again, 12 and 12, 60 again, 14, 14, 60 again. Then you end on 16 and 16. This workout is not the handstand walk. It's not the toes to bar. It is no question the double kettlebell deadlifts. The last time that we saw kettlebells being used in this form was in 2015 when Ben Smith won the pedal to the metal 2 and secured his spot on top of that podium at the CrossFit Games. Those were 206-pound kettlebells in each hand. This year, 150-pound kettlebells in each hand. And they have to walk it each and every rep. So they got to do those deadlifts, 52 of them to be, you know, after the workout's done, they're going to be doing 52 of the 150-pound double kettlebells. That means one in each arm. It's going to be very interesting to see how athletes are, you know, accustomed to this. And there's nothing that is going to make this look different. There's nothing that's going to make this feel right until you're actually doing it live. I think Ben was telling me, I remember talking to Ben after the 2015 CrossFit Games after he had won, and I think it was a month later, and he was still feeling sore after those 206-pound double kettlebell deadlifts. So these things are deadly. It's 50 pounds less or 56 pounds less in each hand, but instead of doing 8 reps, you're doing 52 reps. And only a handful of athletes were even able to get the 206 pounds up into a deadlift to begin with. Yeah, you had the athletes, the Ben Smith, Matt Frazier, you know, Spencer Hendel, those guys were able to, but nonetheless, it's going to be interesting to see how just the regular average everyday regional athlete, and these aren't everyday regional, you know, everyday CrossFitters, but these regional athletes, how they are going to adjust, how they are going to, you know, be able to lift these up, because unless you go and order them, and I know a lot of athletes are probably doing that right now if they haven't already, it's going to be unlike anything. It's not going to be as easy as a dumbbell, or it's not going to be like a dumbbell. And who's got 150-pound dumbbells laying around anyway? Everyone's making those makeshift kettlebells, and that's just kind of the way things are going. But that is event number four. It's going to end the day off. Like I said, people are going to be sore on Sunday after that event number four. There's no question in my mind. So that's a time cap of 11. That goes us into Sunday. Final two events. Event number five, a time cap of 11 minutes. You have 21:59 reps for time, muscle-ups, and single-arm overhead squats. Now, you may remember this, that the dumbbell snatches and ring dips in event number two was 21:15.9, and it's kind of a variation of that. It's a little bit longer, the same pound dumbbell, but you got muscle-ups, which a lot of athletes are going to try to do unbroken. I can almost guarantee it. And then the single-arm overhead squats, which is just, again, same thing as event number three. You hold the kettlebell or the dumbbell up over your head in either arm. You just do squats, overhead squats. And I think the standards are going to be very picky on that in terms of where it's at, how stable can you keep it, how, you know, going to make sure no athlete bends their arm at all. I think that's where you're going to get the separation from a lot of athletes out there. But that's event number five, kind of a little bit like event number two, but nonetheless, that's the way that they're going through. And the final event, that's right, the final event, a six-minute time cap. It's going to be quick, it's going to be nasty, and it could decide the fate and the future for tens and tens and tons of CrossFit game athletes going to Madison, Wisconsin. Four time, it is 30 cals for the men, 25 calories for the women on the assault bike. followed by 20 burpee box jump overs, 30 inches for the men, 24 inches for the women, and then 10 sandbag cleans, 150 for the men, 100 for the women. And this is going to be quick. It's going to take a lot of people, very little time. I'd say you're going to get some athletes finishing this in less than 2.5-3 minutes, no question. I don't think you're going to see the fastest time well under 3 minutes. And I think that's just kind of the way it's going to be going. People can get those burpee box jump overs done. I think in about a minute 10, minute 20, depending on how fast they're moving. I think what's going to get a lot of people is they're still going to be so sore from those dumbbell or those kettlebell deadlifts that they did in event number 4 that this is just the culmination of everything all weekend long. So I think it's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fateful. That's what it is. It's going to establish fate for a lot of these athletes. And it's going to be very interesting. Time cap, 6 minutes to end out the CrossFit Regionals. Now, what do I think of these workouts as a whole? Well, I don't know if you guys have been keeping track, and if I don't know if you guys were taking notes while I was talking, or if I was just talking too fast that you couldn't. But there are 6 events. There are 0 barbells. There are 0 max lifts. There really isn't that one workout that I think, and maybe this is just me looking at them on paper. I'm sure they're going to be much better in person. But on paper, this just doesn't look like events that you can get excited for. There's not that one or two events that you were just super excited to see. I mean, there isn't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited to see that last workout because I think it's going to be fast and a lot of people are going to want to go balls to the wall on that workout because it's the end of regionals. Top 5 go to the games. But in terms of an overall excitement, I just don't see it in these regionals. There's no barbells. There's no max lift, which I think is one of the most exciting parts of CrossFit and CrossFit regionals. There is no super heavy barbell lift like the snatch ladder last year, the clean ladder and things of that nature. You don't have that. But I think you have a lot more of the quicker events. Like I said, the longest workout's that 25-minute event number 1. And you're getting that workout done out of the way first and foremost. Normally the chipper's on Saturday or Sunday. But this one, you get that long workout done out of the way on Friday, 25 minutes. And then they are significantly, I'm not saying they're quick workouts, but you know, workouts that are going to take the elite athletes under 15 minutes to do. And under 10 minutes to do, and more than that, you know. It was disappointing when I didn't see any dumbbells. I think it's, you know, no one knows what Castro does. I don't even know what he does. And I had him on the podcast. We talked very well and for a good little while about kind of what kind of thoughts he puts into it. It's very interesting to see this whole, you know, regional lineup. And wonder what athletes we're going to get going to the next games. What athletes are we going to get going to the CrossFit Games? What does this mean for the events at the CrossFit Games? I think that's what kind of stands out. Like, if there's no max lifts here, then they're not trying to get the strongest athletes to the games. So maybe there's not going to be a max lift at the CrossFit Games because they don't want to embarrass their athletes. They don't want to embarrass their brand. It's going to be athletes. It's a lot of body weight here. A lot of body weight. A lot of dumbbells being used. A lot of odd objects. But man, guys, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm not going to be down in Atlanta, unfortunately. Not going to be able to make it down there this year, but if you guys are there, tweet at me, text me, you know, shoot us emails, updates and all that stuff. We want to get personal footage and all that stuff from you guys. So if you guys have anything that you guys want to share with the Big Red Express, shoot us an email. You can be our personal correspondent. Maybe hook you up with some swag if you guys are going down there. Be a part of the Big Red Express media team being down there as well. But guys, until next time, thanks so much for tuning in. That was my preview slash discussion of events 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 for the individuals for the 2017 regional season. Regionals kicks off this weekend. I hope you are ready. I'm excited to watch it. All the coverage is on the game's website, on YouTube, and much, much more. We'll be having coverage all weekend long for the next 3 weekends on our Facebook page at the Big Red Express. Make sure you tune in there, our YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, all that, and much, much more. Until next time, guys, have a great rest of your week. Regional starts this weekend. Enjoy.